think one day we were sitting around doing like a gangbang or something like that, and like, I was cutting everybody hair for the camera and stuff. So, and somebody was like, "Man, you really cut really good. You should be a barber." So when I see like my porn career coming to an end, oh, I picked up those clippers and that made a way, and then, you know, the rest of that, you know, it's history. So, you know, here we are.
So you've been cutting for 17 years.
17 years.
You
bro.
Went from damn. Dicks in hand to clippers in hand.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks, hung the phone up and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 3 of the Uncensored Podcast, and I'm sitting here at the Up Top Studio looking at some ugly motherfuckers
right now.
Oh my god. They keep staring at me. But before we introduce our guest on the show, I'm going to kick it over to my boy Timbo Slice, or because he's got so many damn fucking numbers because he lost so many goddamn phones in my phone, Tim Sam Jam. What's going on, Bubbo?
What's up, bruh? It is Tim the Man Sam. We are live from the Up Top Pod. And ugly motherfuckers you're staring at is, there happens to be a mirror directly across from you. And I see that ugly motherfucker too, because we're at the same angle. And goodness gracious, I would not want to be you. But today, we have a dope guest.
We do.
The owner of the Up Top Pod.
Yeah.
Where you can get your shit cut clean.
Cut clean.
And crispy.
My man. Your boy, Joe.
Hey, I didn't like that intro. I didn't like the intro.
Hey, all right. So we previously recorded this episode, and our sound guy sucks dick. So
bad,
Michael Bish. Yes, we weren't able to use it, so we're doing this a second time, and we actually gassed Joe up way more last time.
Yeah, and I feel let down.
It's all good, bro. I know you were feeling it last time. Now you're just not feeling it right now.
No, I didn't feel that intro. I felt energized the last time y'all guys introduced me, and like this shit here, y'all just did with some bullshit, and I feel like I need to do it over.
We ain't going back and doing this over. We're getting this done because you're tired, bro. You said you got to go home. You got to get this shit done. That's what we're doing. We're getting it done.
Well, let's keep going then.
Well, let's keep going, bro. First off, I want to know why I don't have any refuse gear. And I'm bringing that up on the podcast
because you know what? I'm so glad you fucking bring that up on the podcast.
Let's go.
I can dead your ass on the fucking podcast.
I just want to know why. That's
because
all.
Every time you ask why, dude, what's the website?
And you never tell me. It's, you never text
and
it
I
to
always
me.
Say refusenation.com. And then never mind the fact that you got a Refuse Nation band on your arm.
Oh, yeah. I do got that, but you didn't give that to me. I was like, yo, Joe, I'm taking this.
Quick question.
That's what I did.
Quick question, Joe. I have some of your merch. Did I purchase that from your website?
You know what? You did.
I did. I purchased like 2 shirts from you.
Yeah, and you know what? I really appreciate you taking the chance
to. You appreciated it.
Yeah, this is what we call
I really appreciate what you did for my son. You're going to put him through college. Thank you very much. You know, look at that. Boom. Yeah, you're wearing a hat right
actually, now. I would rock Refuse all the damn time, but I ain't got a damn thing.
Just so you know.
Damn, but you gonna go like that when... Well, so we just gave you the website.
All right, I'm gonna go home and buy a hat, and I expect it.
You know what?
A
this
week.
Is on the fucking podcast. If this motherfucker don't go buy a hat...
Yeah, ain't not
gonna
happen.
Jump
but RefuseNation.com for down. Everybody... Yep. See, even though Joe's clowning, RefuseNation.com, make sure y'all go and get that shit... Because I'm telling y'all, Refuse Nation is now. It's not the future. That shit's happening right now. But no, Joe, so how old are you? Actually, kind of just tell everybody what we like to do with our guests is kind of, you know, give a backstory of their life. And obviously, you are a barber right now. We're sitting in the barbershop at the Up Top Pod. How long have you been cutting hair?
Well, see, I'm cutting hair about 17 years. But before that, I was doing porn and... I was doing porn in South Carolina, and you know, and it just the STD.
Where can they find you at?
The STD rate got up kind of high, and it's like, who wants to be like subjected to STDs in an industry that they love so much? So then, like, I think one day we were sitting around doing like a gangbang or something like that, and like, I was cutting everybody's hair for the camera and stuff. So, And somebody's like, man, you really can cut really good. You should be a barber. So when I see like my porn career coming to an end, oh, I picked up those clippers and that made a way. And then, you know, the rest of that, you know, it's history. So, you know, here we are.
So you've been cutting for 17 years.
17 years, bro.
You went from dicks in hand to clippers in hand. I've never once heard that story before.
Neither have
so
I.
That is great.
But you're also on top of being a photographer. You are a photographer on top of being a barber. Correct?
Yes, yes. I'm a professional photographer. Went to school for it. You know, did it for a couple years. I still doing it a little freelance on here and there. But
I mean, you were telling me. I know weddings. Being a photographer at a wedding, you make crazy bank money.
Yeah, but I hate them.
Why do you hate them?
I don't like dealing with people that way.
Okay, but
dealing with brides and their moms and their overzealous aunts, you know what I'm saying?
That because you're in the room when they're getting ready and taking all those pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
so
you really get to see the true character of people in those places.
But if you didn't do weddings, I don't think we would have been boys like that because I met you at Casey's wedding.
Facts.
And that shit was hilarious.
Yes, yes.
And that's when you took one of your greatest pictures you've ever taken.
The Bud Light picture. Yeah. Yeah, Bud Light should have, like, you know.
No, they should have.
Man, we hit them up on Twitter.
Man, it was like, what, 15, 16 of us shotgunning a beer, and you took the dopest
bride,
picture
groom,
I've ever seen.
Everybody else all shotgunning a picture. And it was just like a moment that had to be captured, and Joe did it the right way.
Who would have known that I would have been, like, sitting here fucking with y'all since that day, you know?
You're just an entrepreneur.
All the way around, bro.
All the way around. So, all the way around. Cutting hair, being a photographer. Making money today. You said you cut for how long?
Oh shit! I cut from 9 to 6:30.
It didn't have no break at all. No obviously, breaks. Memorial Day weekend, people want to look fresh. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that never really helps Tim out when he comes and gets a haircut. Ever. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm just joking with you, bro. We all know when you let your hair grow out, you look like a fucking. I'm gonna be nice,
y'all. That's vicious once. So when I come at him next time, you already know that I gave him his one.
But man, that's dope. And I would recommend everybody to go and come to the Up Top Pod because it's easily the best haircut I've ever gotten. Joe is the best barber in motherfucking Virginia. Best barber in the nation. I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
I like that, man. I would say now that right there. I like
you like know? That. I was about to say, do you like that pump up?
You guys made that up. You made up for that sorry ass intro you gave me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are talking to motherfucking legend right here. Goddamn it.
Speaking right here. Yeah, who's the legend?
Right here, motherfucker. What the fuck you mean? What do you mean who's the legend?
I mean, I'm just asking. I'm just asking. So, Joe, obviously, you said you've been cutting for 17 years. How old are you?
37.
37. So you've seen the state of hip hop music change throughout generations.
Ooh, yeah, I've seen it.
Obviously, to what it is today.
I mean, I don't like how you just say generation, motherfucker. I ain't that old, but I have seen the
you're
change.
Up there, though. You're up
decades.
There.
I have,
yeah, you up there.
Yeah, decades. You could say decades. You decades. Say generations, motherfucker.
All right, should I say decades?
Yeah, decades. Decades.
All right, that still sounds old as shit. But yeah, we're gonna roll with decades.
In your world.
we're gonna go with decades. So you've seen the music game change. Growing up as a kid and your early teens, who was your favorite artist?
LL Cool J.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
Kwame. I used to love that. Only You. That's my favorite song to this day. I can listen to it 5 times in a row, back to back, nonstop. If you put it on right now, I tell you not to turn it off. And if you try to turn it off, I'll punch you in your motherfucking face.
Golly.
Alright, so
hey, sorry, man. I'm sorry. I got into a mode. I didn't mean to go there. You know what I'm saying?
So moving out of your teen into your early 20s, and I guess through your 20s, who did you listen to a lot growing up? Or in your 20s, I should say.
Make it last forever.
20s.
Keep Sweat.
I think around that time it was, what, T-Pain, Twista.
Yeah.
Kanye West had just came out.
Yep.
Sheesh.
The good Kanye.
That's when I had Lil Kanye. Goat. I had just got to Germany, by the way, when Twista and Kanye, I was introduced to those two. Some R&B joint. Something y'all might not know about. You know what I'm saying? But
don't downgrade us like
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, y'all young motherfuckers. Y'all know what the fuck this
I listen to fucking Boys to Men.
Joe was listening to
Genuine. I listen to all them.
Stop
reading out the paper.
Old school Usher. I listen to all them.
Brian McKnight.
Okay.
So who do you like today? Obviously, we've talked about music, you know, I guess you could say, transforming into something totally different than what it used to be. Hip-hop music, that is. Who do you listen today that is out right now currently putting out music on a consistent basis that you really enjoy listening to?
I definitely, you know, when you talk about music, you got to talk about J. Cole right now. I listen to J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, which I don't listen too much to Kendrick Lamar now.
Thank God.
After the passing of Nipsey Hussle, I really got on the Nipsey Hussle train.
Yeah.
I didn't really give him a chance before. I really didn't kind of like...
I understand. I mean, you know, at least you admit that. Yeah. You know, you're not one of those people that...
It was a West Coast vibe, though. Yeah. I don't really think he was ever...
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
He wasn't.
Because I really didn't like West Coast music.
Yeah. Right.
But like when after he passed, I was like, let me listen to this music. And I was like, oh, this is fire. This
with YG, I think it's called Check.
Yeah, man.
That shit is some fire.
Ocean Views is my shit. Even though that's an old song, came out in 2017.
Yeah. I mean, that's relative.
Yeah, let me see some other people. Man, I don't know, man. I kind of just, if I hear it, I like it. Sometimes I like some of this bullshit that's out now. I can get it wrong. Music is music at the end of the day. No matter if they mumbling on the beat or whatever, it's music. So I like some of the new stuff that's out because I like the beat to it. I like the way they rap, because they're not saying it. It doesn't have content.
Yeah.
But the way they rap and the melody it goes with the beat makes me like it and want to dance. I don't care what they're saying.
It's all about how it makes you feel.
So, yeah. I mean, growing up for me, I was a huge T.I. fan. Tim knows.
Yeah, definitely Tim. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I gotta go with T.I. I loved Kanye as well. My favorite album that I could play nonstop was Get Rich or Die Trying. Still one of my favorite albums to ever be put out. Word. I thought 50 killed that.
Ever?
One of my favorite ever. Not my favorite, but it's one of my favorites ever.
Okay.
And then obviously I liked M. And then today, I
never liked Eminem.
You didn't? Nope. Bobby never really liked Eminem as well. But today I listened to Cole, to Kendrick. I know T.I. still puts out some stuff, but, it's just not what it used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Kanye's not really what it used to be. He's not really what he used to be. I mean, I'm talking about Kanye was putting out.
T.I. still put out some bangers. You know?
I mean, he does. But I remember putting on, trap music and listening to that nonstop.
Trap music was when he was in the trap. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Like, what, though? You say T.I. still puts out music. Fire music. Last song you heard from T.I.?
Man, I can't give you a name of the song. Right. I mean, I guess I can look it up. Sure.
Tim, who do you listen to these days?
Nickelback. Rascal Flatts.
Mainly Nickelback and Aerosmith. I keep it funky.
Now, we're talking about hip-hop, so on the hip-hop trail. Please stay on hip-hop.
Okay. Lil Nas X with Billy Ray. That's a fire.
Jesus Christ.
Nah, honestly, my favorite artist of all time, everybody knows, is Kanye West. I agree that his music has progressively gotten worse. But you can't really mention a better artist or a better album. It's hard to. Okay, you can. But College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation. That's up there with the Illmatic.
Yeah, those are three.
I'm not going to disagree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're looking at me.
Just looking at me like I was crazy.
I can't even look at you, motherfucker. We eating the podcast. I can't look at Isaiah.
I don't know why you're looking at us like we're going to disagree. We all said we fuck with Kanye like that.
Before Kanye.
Yeah.
Before
he showed his true colors.
No, before his mom died.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything he put out before his mom died was straight heat.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm killing niggas on this lyrical shit. Mayonnaise colored Benz. I push Miracle Whips.
Okay, bro, you gonna spit some more, or are you gonna?
It's a fucking bar.
I understand. So, Joe, before we came here, we stopped and ate dinner at O'Charlie's. Me and Tim were talking about
favorite fucking places.
It's definitely underrated in our opinions. Everybody hates on O'Charlie's for some reason, but we met our boy Shaq there, and we were talking. We were talking about, obviously, when you're on the internet, you see those memes, and it has like four different pictures. Which one? Gotta go. Pick three. One's gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Tim figured we'd do this with food. So I want to get your opinion. You gotta remove one of the following foods, okay?
Do it.
Tacos, steak, fried chicken, pizza, or burgers? Burgers. Which one you taking off?
Motherfucking burgers.
And it's the food that I like.
Yeah, if you had a one of those foods that
you'll never have again.
If you never have to have again that you could live without. Tacos, steak, fried chicken, pizza, or burgers.
And it's a choice.
Yep.
Not a health choice, just a choice.
Just a choice, just, yeah.
Steak.
You're taking off steak. Why is that?
I don't like steak.
You're not a big fan. All right,
ladies
of steak.
And gentlemen, this podcast is coming to an end. I appreciate y'all showing out.
You know what I'm saying? Steak? I didn't eat a steak until I was grown, bro. So, like, it's nothing I didn't miss it.
I mean, I'm the same way. I didn't eat it. I didn't have a good steak because my dad is one of those. I saw a meme today on Facebook. Shit. But my dad is one of those people who eats steak well done. And I don't fuck with that.
I eat my shit well done.
I don't fuck with you.
You're not going to give me that shit bloody. What the fuck?
No, I like my steak fucking medium with some garlic butter on that.
Dog, so you want a bitch still raw in the middle.
So, bro, I saw a meme today. It had a picture of a steak well done. It says, y'all argue with people who eat steak like this. And it has a picture of a well done steak. And it says, can't. They still chewing.
All right.
But I just feel like there's no flavor with well-done steaks.
Yes, it is.
No, there's not.
If you get it done right, I mean, you can't.
That's
burn,
the thing.
They can't if burn it and dry it
if
out.
If you get it, yeah, I hate that.
But I'm saying, if it's well done, I don't mean it's dried out.
Most of the time it is.
Your face
so you're getting rid
out.
Of steak. Yo, Tim, if you had to get rid of one, which one are you taking off?
Fried chicken, without a doubt.
Easy. And we talked about this. I'm getting rid of fried chicken as well.
Black card revoked.
Hey,
I'm still invited to the cookout.
Got one anyways.
Am I still invited to the cookout?
Yeah, because you bring the liquor.
Hey,
and you talk to the police when there's just a couple guys by.
Yes,
so
yes, you're coming. Yes.
Hey, yo, chill out. Don't be putting my shit out there like that.
But yes,
coming from the one who said, "Bruh, my dream job would be a police officer."
It would.
You know why Tim said he can't
Hopewell,
be a police Hopewell officer?
Hopewell is hiring.
He can't be one. You know why? Tell him.
My driver record's fucked up. Why you got to put me on blast? Yo,
how many
we talked about
got?
This in confidence.
How many points you
got? How many points I don't got? How about that?
Yo, bad driving ass.
Man, I was wild when I was 18, bro.
Nah, that shit was recent. I remember. Anyways, sticking on the debate, we got to jump to a topic that me and Tim argue about on the regular.
Do it.
I feel like.
Do it.
And this is Apple versus Android. And Tim's going to go ahead and say, it's not Android, it's Apple versus Samsung. So let's go Apple versus Samsung for the sake of a 20-minute argument.
It would you be. Know what, bro? Can I just dead this conversation before we can get into it?
You can do what you want, bro.
When you get into this conversation and you talk to somebody that has an Android, it goes to that meme you just used. Talking to somebody that uses Android is like a well-done steak.
I'm with it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pointless to even try to get them to see, I got a Samsung, it's not an Android. Yes, the fuck it is an Android.
I didn't say it's not an Android. I'm saying you can't compare Android to Apple and say that you're doing a good job of comparing everything.
Yes, you can.
No, it needs to be Samsung versus Apple. But I understand.
Okay. You know what? Well, no, they cannot.
All right, so.
Why?
What? Apple is the operating software. You know what I'm saying? iOS is the, so it's Apple. Samsung is not Android. Android goes on every fucking phone out there.
Got the same Android operating system.
They got the same. Y'all got the same fucking platform, bro.
It's the same on all phones.
The same platform.
You swipe right on the Samsung Galaxy 8. It's gonna be the same on a $19.99.
The app layout is the same.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, come on, chill the fuck out. What do you mean? You had so many fucking phones already.
Nigga.
And the phone that you got from fucking Walmart has the same fucking platform.
No, it really does.
You can pull
it as a set. You can't tell the difference between an iPhone 5 and an iPhone 10 because they ain't changed shit.
And the same thing with a Samsung. You can get any phone with an Android software on it. And I bet you would know how to operate it because it's the same platform as that fucking raggedy ass Samsung.
Hey, I got some heat. For the next iPhone, I'm going to take the headphone jack.
Samsung's starting to do that too.
You petty. On what?
Samsung took that out of Apple's book. So their next phones, I know for the notes and stuff, they're not going to have the jack anymore because they took that from Apple. They're starting to make their version of the AirPods, which I would give you, they look a lot better than the AirPods, but they stole that from Apple.
They look stupid as hell.
It is. They stole
the idea. Earbuds have been out for how long? You're not stealing it from anybody.
But you're taking away the phone jack like Apple did. and it's smart business making.
I hope that's not true. It's not smart.
It is smart because
you're fucking dumb. Pass me that ox.
That's fine, but it is smart. That's what I mean. That's what I've had my whole life is Apple. So I'm sticking with Apple. It's simple to use. It doesn't lag.
Have you ever had a different type of phone?
I've had a BlackBerry, a Sidekick, and a
get the fuck out of here,
and an LG. So I've had an Android. Yes.
Whoa.
Back in fucking 2005.
I'm just telling you, I've had an Android, and I mess with count. I mess with my stepmom's new Note that she has. Yes, it's a nice phone on the outside, but her Snapchat still lags. They lag. Snapchat lags.
Advertising.
That is not. I have friends with Snapchats from Androids and Samsungs. They lag. I don't know what the dealio is with that. If somebody can tell me.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
And I'm just talking about Snapchat. That doesn't mean that the phone is straight trash just because of that.
That's what
Tim, you can Snapchat me. Tim, you can Snapchat me right now. I guarantee you if you move your phone too fast, it lags.
Samsung.
If Tim moved too fast, he lags.
We lit.
As you can see, Tim is wrong on this shit.
People who got Apple iPhones and shit and don't see the other side of Samsung, they're probably LD classes.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump to the top five TV series of all time.
Let's do it.
We're going to kick this off with Joe.
Do it.
Are we including sitcoms? Yes, we'll include sitcoms.
Yeah, you got to include sitcoms.
Because when I put this up on Facebook, everybody threw in sitcoms. Mm. My list is not going to include sitcoms. That's just the way I was thinking, but I'll take the L on that because I didn't say don't include sitcoms. So we'll start off with you, bro. What are your top five TV shows of all time?
It's a show called Dinosaurs. I used to like that show.
Come on, bro. For real. Top five TV shows of all time.
Yeah. Dinosaurs. Married with Children.
Joe's like one of them guys who say "all right" after everything.
I Love Lucy. All right.
All right.
You really throwing I Love Lucy in there?
Yeah,
I respect that.
The Beverly Hillbillies, and probably say like Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Definitely, I throw that in there.
Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
that's a classic. Tim, top five. What you got?
Fresh Prince.
Respect.
Of course. Seinfeld. Friends. Breaking Bad. Good Times.
Good Times. Just like that.
In that order.
So number one, I'm going to go with a show that Joe said he respect. That's Sons of Anarchy.
I do.
One of the best fucking shows I've ever seen. Yes. Shout out to Pops because when he first told me about that show, I was like, I'm not watching a show about no dumbass biker game. I'm not going to do it. I watched it.
I still haven't seen it.
Dude, it's...
You know what, Tim? Carry on, bro.
It's entirely.
Hey, you know what? Just go ahead. I can't do what you do.
Number two, I'm going to go with Game of Thrones. Joe, I know you're super pissed about the last season because it didn't go your way.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid as fuck.
You're probably one of those dumbass fans that signed the petition for them to redo season 8, didn't you?
I didn't sign no fucking petition. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sign no petition. No,
he has a petition on his front door when you walk up to the pod.
Yo, you got to sign this before you can
walk in. Yo, I give you a dollar if you sign the petition, yo. I give you a dollar for your haircut if you sign this petition.
Number three, I'm going to go with Stranger Things. 4, Friday Night Lights, and 5, Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Breaking Bad.
I never finished Breaking Bad.
So I was very late to Breaking Bad. I was very late to
Game of Thrones.
I put
you on Game of Thrones.
A lot of people try to put everybody. I feel like everybody
tries to put everybody on Game of Thrones. No.
All right. So actually, you know what?
Hey, move right along.
Nah, I can't give you credit for that. Sorry.
Typical white man.
You said what?
Was that
none?
Okay. All right.
What color was the person that you give credit for?
So I want to ask this question between y'all. I don't know, Joe, if you watch these shows. Are you taking Boy Meets World or Saved by the Bell as a better show?
Saved by the Bell.
Boy Meets World.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
And you guys would say.
What do you mean you guys would say?
You two motherfuckers right here. Hello.
Why?
Because you guys are younger than me. How old are you guys?
They're not that far
apart. How old are you guys?
26.
All these bitches is my sons.
26. I'm 37. So that's a 10, 11 year gap. So like Saved by the Bell was the shit back then. When Boy Meets World came along, I was like in high school about to graduate, so I didn't really care for it like that. You see what I'm saying?
No.
I had it reversed though. I did catch Saved by the Bell when I got, well, maybe it might have been middle
school. But I'm not saying Saved by the Bell is trash. I love Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, I never say you said it was trash.
But Mr. Feeny, man.
Yeah, you can't.
What's the teacher's or the principal's name in
Belding? Belding.
Felding. Belding, not Felding. Belding. The fuck? You said Felding? It's Belding.
For one, I don't need you to get so aggressive over the name. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, so let me ask you this. Topanga or I forgot her name.
See, that's the thing. Like, everybody talk about this Topanga. Like, I never
watched one episode.
I know who Topanga is because the girl I dated in high school used to love Topanga. But I never watched the show. Shit, and then when
I love Topanga.
Everybody loved Topanga. I'm like, she ain't even cute.
All right, Topanga.
Yo, Six off Blossom?
Chill out. No, we're talking about these two shows. So
no, I'm saying. Like, you want to talk about a fine joint?
Okay. Oh, we can do that.
I'm talking about Blossom.
So, but are you taking, obviously you like Saved by the Bell. So are you taking Kelly or Topanga?
Of course I'm taking Kelly.
Topanga by far.
Are you serious?
But it's not by far.
I'm taking it by far.
It's just because of that emotional attachment I have to Boy Meets World.
That's that thickness, boy.
So you so you must be having to watch Blossom. You don't know the show Blossom?
No.
Damn. Oh my gosh.
I'm 25, bro.
You just said 26.
No, he said 26. I never answered that. I said all these bitches are my sons.
Oh, okay.
I didn't give an age.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
So obviously we talked about foods.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Earlier in the show. Tim brought this topic up, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Best food pizza food chains out there. So we're talking about major food chains. Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's, all that. What is your favorite, in your eyes, the best pizza food chain out there, Joe?
Never mind the fact that all of them make me go to the bathroom immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately. Hey. Pizza Hut.
Joe got a condition called loose booty.
Loose booty!
There you go. All right, Bish, so what's yours?
I got to go Pizza Hut, too. It's because of the stuffed crust and the breadsticks.
You don't even need the stuffed crust. The crust alone is so good.
The crust is good.
You can say, you can call them on me like, yo, give me a crust pizza. And then
they just crust?
But they
fuck you, bitch. You know what? Fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Don't agree with me ever again. Fuck you.
I agree with you that it is Pizza Hut.
Nick, hey, what's yours, Tim?
The most unpopular opinion, Little Caesars.
Get the fuck out of here. Why? It literally tastes like cardboard.
You have a rot gut. Your gut is really rotten.
Do you fucking eat cardboard?
You do.
If you eat Little Caesars, you eat cardboard.
You eat cardboard.
So how the fuck I know what cardboard tastes like?
Like Little Caesars.
Like Little Caesars.
But how do you know the comparison?
Can you just tell me why you're picking Little Caesars?
Hot and ready, and we was kind of broke growing up, and that's what I grew up on, so more of a nostalgia thing.
That makes no sense.
No.
It does.
That makes no sense. You can get a medium takeout pizza for $7.99.
Hey, Tim.
Okay, $5. No, $5 for Little Caesars.
You don't do the $5. You said you get the... What is it called? Extra espesnosa and namasani or whatever it's called. What's it called?
Real quick. When the fuck did I say that? I've had that like twice.
What?
That's $8.
You did say
$8. Didn't he say that when we recorded the other podcast?
You did say you get some special type of pizza from them. And it's like some like extra pepperoni.
See, thank you.
Extra Tim's boogers. Catching L's extra tonight. Boogers and snot or some shit like that. You said some shit like that.
Probably had that tonight. That's why Tim farted up the whole studio.
But Tim, bro, I grew up on like, I grew up on ramen noodles, right?
Yeah. So if you're you're going up on Little Caesars, I respect.
No. That was like a special occasion.
You know what I'm saying? But like,
got pizza.
But I'm saying I got to a point where like, I don't fuck with ramen noodles no more.
Oh, you tripping?
That's different because ramen noodles is plastic.
So chill out.
And Little Caesars crust is cardboard.
I don't know what cardboard tastes like, so I can't compare. Y'all weird niggas in LD classes using iPhones and fucking chewing on cardboard.
Yo, why you laugh like that?
Because I can't breathe. Y'all over here licking iPhones and eating cardboard.
All right, yo, you got to chill. You're the one admittedly eating cardboard.
No, I'm not. You said it tastes like it.
You said Little Caesars.
I don't have a comparison for cardboard because I've never ate cardboard.
I must have missed that phase of my life.
Yeah, you fucking pissing me off.
we can put that poll up on Facebook. What pizza is better?
I told you it's unpopular opinion.
I think that's the way you're gonna have to like.
But
get this motherfucker.
But then again, Joe, to be honest with you, I know a lot of people that don't like Pizza Hut, so I don't know if Pizza Hut is the popular opinion either. A lot of people fuck with Domino's and Papa John's.
It'll probably be Pizza Hut. And I mean, Domino's is pretty decent after they changed their shit a couple years ago.
Oh, they had to. Or they were going to go out of business.
Papa John's is my number two.
Papa John's is good, too. I just dropped them to number two or three because they're a little racist. So, drop them a little bit. Obviously, I didn't drop them.
He can still go to the cookout. I don't give a fuck what he said. He can still go to the cookout.
He ain't coming to my damn cookout.
He walk up to the cookout. Like, what's up, niggas? I'm like, what's up, nigga?
Oh, wow. You let him do that, yo? You let him ride right in like that. Wow.
Yo, honestly, why Papa John's ain't up there for me, I feel like a lot of the times I've had Papa John's and, like, the pizza won't cook all the way in the middle. It was, like,
doughy. You went to the one on JD, didn't you?
Well, I spent a lot of time on JD, so if I can get a pizza real quick. $20 is $20. Don't look at me like that, Joe.
Why you spend a lot of time on JD?
$20 is $20. Did you not hear me?
All right. All right. Hey, next topic.
Real recognized real.
Hey, we don't need to touch on that.
Yeah, we move right along.
We definitely don't need to touch on that. So can we jump to a little bit more of something serious? Joe, this was actually your topic that you wanted to talk about.
What's up?
Or at least mention, and I thought it was pretty cool if we expanded on this. Obviously, Tim loves true crime podcasts. So I figured, yo, this would definitely be a good topic to talk about. A couple nights ago, Jesse Matthews did an interview, on the news. I wasn't able to catch it. I don't know if you ended up seeing it or not. But the story is that he has now been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh yeah.
And he is receiving medical treatment at Virginia Commonwealth. So my question to you is, when it comes to convicted felons receiving the medical care treatment, should they be receiving that medical care treatment? How do you feel about that?
Real quick. I would like to rephrase that question, because you could be a convicted felon for stealing an automobile or something like that, and I absolutely believe you should be getting medical attention if you're in prison. Now,
that's
if you
true.
Raped and you killed two women, okay, so I would like the question to be asked, how do you feel about rapists and murderers receiving health care or health treatment through us, for us paying
while
for
in prison. And obviously, if they're doing that, like Tim said, we are paying that. That's what our tax dollars are paying for.
Fuck them. They don't get no fucking health care. Fuck him, man. Let that motherfucker rot. Dude, fuck him. He got four life sentences. Yeah, sentences. Yeah.
I mean, if a lot of people don't know Jesse Matthews, he was found guilty for kidnapping two young college students. I believe they were 4 years apart from the incidents, mm-hmm. three, 4 years apart from the incidents. I know Hannah Graham was the one that sticks out the most because of that's the one that was played with the surveillance footage of when
her
she
walking
was,
by,
yeah, and... when she was last seen, and I believe that actually he was seen with her
following her after.
Yeah.
I believe this was a few years ago.
Yeah. So and there was another college student as well. So. You know, the way that I look at it is I'm with Tim, and I like the way that he rephrased that question is, you know, convicted felons, like Tim said, you can be convicted of a felon just by stealing a car, a petty larceny. Let's just say you stole, let's say you walked into Wawa, stole a Red Bull, shout out to Bobby, and you got caught.
Sheesh. Yo, that's wiped from his record. He was a juvenile.
Yeah, that was way back in the day.
Just real quick, not to leave out a victim, the other young lady's name was Morgan Harrington.
Morgan Harrington.
So Morgan Harrington and Hannah Graham.
So let's just say you stole that Red Bull, you go back 2 weeks later, steal a piece of gum, and then you're dumb enough to come back 2 years later or whatever the time frame is, and steal a pack of Reese's. You are now or at least will be tried as a felon. Because your third time stealing, no matter what the price is a felony.
Oh, yeah, and don't do that in California in the 90s. You get fucking life for that with the three strikes rule.
So, I agree with you, and I like the way that Tim rephrased that. Murderers and rapists,
child molesters.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about how fucked up the judicial system is when it comes to rape in general. And I know, Joe, you alluded to this last podcast, you know, Brock Turner.
Fuck fuck that idiot.
You know, a guy who raped a girl after a party in an alley on top of a trash can.
Had footage.
Sentenced to only 6 months in prison. Reduced down to only serving 3 months.
House arrest.
Honestly, fuck him, but fuck the judge.
Dude, and it's
because
crazy.
They let that shit slide. Because,
but how often do you see these cases? Like, you're scrolling through. We're all on Facebook, right?
Often.
So
bro.
How often do we see that pop up?
It's too often, bro. You got the judicial system. That word is hard.
I'm sorry.
Bro.
What?
Say that again. What was that?
One time for the one time.
Hey, Siri, say.
You can, Joe, we'll let you know.
Judicial.
We'll let it slide. Just say the system.
The system. There you go.
Everybody knows what that means.
Yeah, the system, goddammit. Yeah.
Trying to keep a brother down.
Goddammit.
All right. There it is, folks. There it is.
So, yeah. So the system. Yeah. Your laugh just throws me off. Yeah, but the system is fucked up. And like I said, we see that way more than we should. I mean, of these people who rape these women, they're just getting like 3 months, 6 months.
People. Now, what do you mean by people?
And I, no, to be honest with you, what do you mean?
Yo, did you see the, no, fuck the bullshit though, for real. Serious shit. Did you see the shit in North Carolina where they're trying to pass a bill that where like, if you're getting raped, if the act has already started, there's no way you can withdraw consent.
Yeah, so like, what? if you're in the middle of it and you said yes and you're in the middle of it, you don't like it now, say they put something somewhere you don't want it to be or you're just not into it anymore. Once it's already started, it's no longer rape or whatever happens afterwards.
That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's really about to pass.
It's about to pass.
I don't know,
bro,
if it has or if they voted on it yet or not.
They voted on it. I think they voted on it like last week, but I don't know the results from it yet.
Yo, that's bull. That's fucking wild as shit.
But they're saying that once you give consent, it's no longer rape.
I'm very disappointed.
And I don't think I thought it was like if the act has already started.
So you have to give consent at first still, but if you withdraw consent, so while the act's already going on, you can't say no stop anymore.
So you're telling me if they started having sex and she starts to hurt in some type of way, she can't sit there and say no.
They're saying that's not rape. That's a bad night.
What the fuck are they doing in Carolina, bro?
It's North Carolina, bro.
I don't care what state it is. I feel like these states with all these laws and bills that they're passing, they're just... Dude, I just don't remember the country being this bad. And everybody is so proud of the way that the country is going.
Who's everybody? A lot of people aren't.
These Donald Trump supporters. And I hate to bring name up on the podcast.
Scratch that. Don't even do it. We don't want to hear about it. Scratch that. This is not a political podcast.
Shit, bring Richard's ass on here like you said. You said he was going to bring... You said it was going to
bring. I'm gonna bring my buddy Richard on here one day, and this is not gonna.
Overall, it's just sad what these bills and these laws are getting passed. But yeah, I mean, back to the main topic that we were talking about. You know, receiving medical treatment for not a convicted felon, because that could be for anything. So we all agree that we're fine with a convicted felon getting that. Only depending on what their crime was. And if that crime is, you know, child molester, rape, or murderer, they don't deserve it. And that's my opinion, and I think we all three agree with that.
We agree.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't, yeah.
Joe over here dying. I don't know what he's hitting over there, but anyways.
Life, my brother, life.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to jump to a topic that Joe wanted to talk about, and it's called Cut These Trends. I thought this topic was damn interesting.
Yes.
So, Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you. This was a topic you wanted to talk about. What are trends in your eyes that just have to go? They got to stop.
Skinny jeans and sagging them.
Why is that?
Do I need to go any further?
Yes, you do.
Tight jeans and then sagging them.
What bothers you the most?
It's a
that he gets physically turned on.
Wow!
I had to.
Wow!
It threatens his sexuality.
Says the guy with his fiance's shirt on.
It was a gif.
It snapped between the legs, motherfucker.
I didn't know Tim had a fiance, but that's cool.
Me either, but
your lady.
So skinny jeans and baggy jeans.
No, skinny jeans and saggy jeans.
Saggy jeans.
When they got the skinny jeans on, then they sag.
Oh, so when they're wearing skinny jeans and they're sagging them at the same time.
So, it's so stupid.
Yeah, I know where sagging came from, right?
Where?
Prison.
You would know.
Check my criminal record. Nah, it started off by basically letting other prisoners know that you were available for butthole pleasures. By sagging your pants.
Oh, so it's kind of like what birds do or some shit like that. Right? That's like a...
Birds? Birds.
You don't watch the Nature Channel?
Huh?
Birds do like a little dance for the other birds.
I wouldn't say that it's the...
science watching.
No, I get it. But I was like, well, first off, birds don't wear pants. That's what I was stuck at first. Yeah. But you talk about that little dance. I mean, they don't...
You know what? I get it. You know what? I get it, Tim. I get it.
They don't sag their pants and start showing their colors and shit.
I get it, Tim. I get it.
All right, I got one that's you're probably gonna be like, really? That's what you choose? I'm going Fitbits.
Really? That's what you choose?
Yeah, I mean,
I said it. You know,
I see. But
really Fitbits, bro. You got an Apple Watch in your arm.
Or Samsung Android type of watch.
This is coming from the dude whose family has a competition for closing circles, I believe it's called.
Yo, how do you know
for
that?
Fit? I talked to some people in your family. I'm going to leave it there. Don't play me. Don't do it because I will. Closing circles for like completing the achievements. Thank
Remix.
You. Wow. Shit.
Remix.
Damn.
Tim always getting on everybody for not being able to say this motherfucker.
Yo, that meme that somebody said the group.
Tell me that shit was not.
That shit was hilarious. Shit was
crazy. So I'm just saying Fitbits. They got to go.
That's weird.
I know. I know you said it was going to be weird. Tim, what do you have, if anything, is a trend that needs to go?
Dog, honestly. Hairlines.
Did you say hairlines? Well, you can't see Tim's hairline because his hat's on, but if you take it off, you still can't see the shit.
Yeah, my bad, Tim. I shouldn't have said that to him.
So you gonna cut this out or what?
My bad.
No, honestly, a trend that needs to go is people ganging up on people's hairlines. Like LeBron James, great sports player. Everybody wanna talk about his hairline. Fuck that. No, honestly. I know this is pretty weak, but shit that fucking irks me, not using turn signals. I feel like that's a huge trend now. Motherfuckers just don't use a fucking turn signal before they turn.
It bothers me.
I want to rear end your shit. I want to physically cause you harm because you didn't use a turn signal.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I feel strongly about it. Yeah, no, I feel strongly about it.
Cut that out, yo. Yo, that's like...
That's attacking that's everybody.
That's premeditated, bro.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's not a specific act, so it's not.
That's literally, attacking look at you, everybody.
Not. Johnny Cochran.
Tim does not know who Johnny Cochran is.
He does not.
He is. He was a lawyer.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I guess we'll let that slide because that's not a total lie. Anyway.
Moving right along.
We're going to jump into our last topic of the evening.
Do it.
Are y'all ready for this?
Let's do it.
No.
Because they're going to be different from what we asked.
You said no.
Tim liked the NSYNC and Backstreet Boys growing up, so he likes to throw in these sounds, you know, these little clips. Okay. Yeah.
Because it reminds me of the first time I never mind. Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, chill out. Hey. So, obviously, our first two podcasts, we started off with Hot Seat, which means all three of us would be asked one question, and we have to answer it no matter what, honestly. Now, we're going to start every show, every episode. At the end, we're going to end it with Plead the Fifth. So, the way that Plead the Fifth works is whoever's up first. So, we'll go with Joe. Joe's going to be up first. He's the guest. Tim and myself will each ask a question, and then another question will be asked, whether that's me or Tim, we'll see. So three total questions, you have the chance to plead the fifth to only one question. So if you plead the fifth to the first question, you got to answer the last two. So you got to use your plead the fifth wisely. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. So I'll start this off for Joe. So time for you to plead the fifth. Joe, what is your deepest regret in your life?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Joe's whole demeanor just changed, y'all, just so you know.
Not getting my barber license out of high school.
And why is that? Do you feel like just because that's something you always wanted to do? I know you said you've been cutting for 17 years.
But I had a different mindset back then. So, like, you know, I was like, man, fuck that.
So, what'd you do?
I don't need no license.
Smoke weed every day.
all right, Joe. So, we talked about your careers earlier.
It feels like with some bullshit, man.
When you when you did porn, did you ever have a bad day at work?
What'd you say?
When you did porn, did you ever have a bad day at work?
Never, my brother, never.
All right, Joe, I'm going to ask you this. Your last question, you can plead the fifth, or you can go 3 for 3, and you can answer all three.
Knock them out.
Your third and last question. Your fiance, Val. What is the worst what is the worst meal that she has ever cooked?
I want to hear this shit.
I wouldn't say the meal was the worst. It's just ingredients that was in the meal that I didn't like and I really hate.
Okay, okay. Smart. Going well.
Yeah, all right. At first, I didn't like her.
Now you're going too deep.
Manicotti.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a big one, though.
Yeah, I didn't like it at first.
What switched up? Did she switch up?
She added more meat.
We know you like your meat. So
we're all rolling to the same punch.
So Joe survives, plead the fifth, answered all three, bro.
Real quick, Val makes the best fucking fried chicken. I don't care.
It wasn't fried chicken. It was fried chicken and then, wings.
And then baked.
No, it wasn't. It was deep fried.
Okay, thank you, audience. All right, so, Bish, you got some questions?
Yeah, you going to ask me or you want me to ask you?
Go ahead, ask me.
All right, so it's time for Tim to plead the fifth.
Tim, out of your little adorable stepkid.
Out of my what?
Your little adorable stepkids.
Okay.
Which one is your favorite?
Honestly, I don't like either of them. So just gonna kick it like that. Nah, everybody knows I love the shit out of both of them. It depends on the day.
Okay.
It depends on the day which one's my favorite.
All right,
Tim. So your second question is, what was the biggest difference actually moving in with Carrie? Like, what was the thing that you had to get adjusted to? Obviously, you had your own apartment with Bobby. What was the thing that kind of bothered you at first, I guess, when you moved in? Or I wouldn't say bothered you, but something you had to get used to being around the kids every night and Carrie every night.
Yeah, you nailed that question, or you nailed that answer with your question. Being with Carrie and the girls every night.
Because I know everybody appreciates their alone time.
Right, right.
So I'm guessing, is that what you're saying? That's something
alone time was when I took a poop, and it wasn't necessarily alone time. So it's not having as much personal space as I'm used to.
So your last question, I'm not going to ask, and I'm going to shoot it over to the guests.
Wow.
Joe, will Tim plead the fifth? Or are you going to ask some weak-ass question? Your turn.
I mean, I think your last question was weak as fuck. But, but
what's up, Joe? What's up?
It's just a little, you know what I'm saying, a little gut check type question. You know what I mean?
All right, all right. You know, I got weak guts right now. We smell it in the studio.
Hey, don't tell everybody that. All right. Out of your boys, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You got Bish.
Okay. I'm going after all the people you named, by the way, so.
You got Shaq.
Uh-huh.
You got Bobby.
My head is. What's up?
You got Hatch.
Uh-huh.
And you got Forrest.
Okay.
They all standing on the ledge.
Uh-huh.
Damn, man. Got to save one.
Okay, are they jumping off the ledge? Is the ledge falling down?
Yeah, the ledge falling down, but you can save one.
None of them.
Hey, all right.
None of them.
None of them.
Why none of us?
How am I in a better position than y'all? Y'all need to get better at what the fuck you're doing. Just stand where I'm standing. If I'm obvious close enough to save you,
what
think smarter.
We plead the fifth question, so Tim beats it.
Okay, so, Mr. Bish.
What y'all got, man? I'm ready for this.
Mr. Bish, I'm going to start off and going straight for the jugular. Out of all your ex-girlfriends, they're standing on a cliff. They're all going to jump off, though. And the ledge isn't falling or anything. They're just in a very weak position. And you can talk any one of them off. Who are you going to talk off?
Why is every question dealing with my ex? Is that because I don't have stepkids or kids?
Yes.
Yes.
You asked me to choose. Well, Joe asked me to choose between stepkids. But go ahead.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Wow, that's a little bit early, player. What? That's a little early. All right, yo, Joe, I'm going to kick it to you.
All right. Okay.
So he's fresh meat right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is fresh meat, so I got to beat him so good.
Yeah, he has to answer.
All right. Man, dude. this is the situation right here. Jeez. Mom Dukes. I'm not speaking no ill will of nobody right there, but this is just a question.
It's already going to be bad.
Your mom needs $5,000 for a medical procedure.
All
right. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You need a medical procedure.
Mm. Are they life-threatening?
Yes, hers is life-threatening. Yours is not. But if you don't get the procedure, your dick and your nuts get cut off.
What the fuck?
It's weird,
your
but I'm liking it.
Your mom needs the $5,000.
I'm giving my mom the $5,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Bish is the new Unsullied.
I mean, dude, come on, man. I don't even think that's a hard question. It's hard, but come on. I mean, it's my mom's life. You just said my mom's life is in jeopardy, so I'll do whatever for that, for sure.
True that.
Sure.
Mike will be Michelle real quick. So,
just remember I was easy on you, but go ahead.
How did we come to arrive here?
So, I plead the fifth, so I can't plead that again. I got you. What you got?
All right. Out of your sisters, who's your favorite?
What kind of fucked up question is that, man?
Hi, Brittany. Hi, Ashley.
I love them both.
Right. I didn't ask you that.
Yeah, we get that. They're your sisters.
We're all there on that accord.
If I had to pick a favorite, I would go with Ashley. But the reason I would go with Ashley is because I see her more. I spend more time with her. But that does not mean that I love Brittany any less.
Well, if something's your favorite, you love it more than other things because it's your favorite.
That's not true. That might be the way you look at things, but that's not the way I look at things.
No, that's actually the definition of favorite.
Nah, we're not going to do that. I had to pick a favorite, yes, Ashley, for the reasons that I named. But that doesn't mean I love Brittany any less. That's how you answer a fucking question. Damn, I'm on a roll tonight.
Yes, you are.
I don't know. Cody's still on site with that shit. Cody's still Tom and Jerry with that answer.
Man, that's going to wrap up the podcast. That's going to wrap up episode 3. Finally, no setbacks. We finally got episode 3 again. And I can promise you, we're going to have Joe back on soon because this was a hell of a podcast. I appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate you coming on, bro. I
appreciate you guys coming in and rearranging my furniture and shit.
Yeah, man, that's what we do. We're going to be here every week doing this shit.
Spilling shit and everything, so yeah.
Yeah, now I got fucking 2-year-old beer on my fucking
carpet. So for the people that don't know, we're sipping on 2 years out-of-date beer, and why is that, Joe, real quick?
Shit was free, bro. You
know what I'm saying? Just sitting there for 2 years.
But it was cold, and that shit was good.
Mountains were blue. I'm not going to tell you the brand, but the mountains were blue.
Appreciate everybody tuning in to the Uncensored Podcast.
It's been super dope from the Up Top Pod.
Yes.
Definitely. You guys follow me at J1_UpTop.
Whoa. This ain't the time to plug.
No. Real quick. Actually, we do need a plug, though.
Fuck that. You motherfuckers going to do it here. These motherfuckers going to follow me, goddamn.
If we're talking about the Up Top Pod, there is actually a home original podcast here.
Oh, Cuts the conversation.
You can catch me on there in a few weeks. He's going to drop it. It's going to be all over social media. This dude's a genius for social media.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing your other guests as well as myself.
Definitely,
man. Hey, keep being the fucking entrepreneur that you are, bro. Because
only thing I know, bro.
That's what you're doing, and we appreciate it. And I know the wife, the kids, they all appreciate it, too, because you're bringing in a home that moolah. Especially today. With working that, all day today. Boy, yeah. Bringing home that moolah. But we got to get out of here so you can go home, cook on the grill. Doubt you're still doing that.
Probably
but
not, because you motherfuckers were late. Okay,
appreciate everybody tuning in to episode 3 of the Uncensored Podcast. We'll catch y'all next week for episode 4.
All right. Peace.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than 3 niggas talking big flicks, hung the phone up and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.